Hey, this is Dr. Play. I hope you're having a good day. I want to talk to you about this slogan I came up with a few years ago. It goes something like this: sometimes the best thing to be done is not the thing you do the best. Sometimes the best thing to be done is not the thing you do the best. You know, when I think about that, I think about all those times that I have reacted to situations that if I'd given myself a little bit more time to process what is the best way to respond to this, then those situations probably wouldn't have turned out as badly as they did. You know, there's this old saying about 50 years of good living can be ruined by 10 seconds of stupidity. Yep, I can tell you that when I think about all those ideas of black book memories, those things in life that are things that I am not so proud of, you know, things that have accumulated in my history. Yep, those are black book memories. And you know, those represent those times when I did react. I wasn't the person I am because I let my emotions get carried away. You know, today's been a really stressful day for me, and I'm sure all of you know what that's about. You know, stress, the individual things that pile up on our plate as the morning leads to the evening. And as each little event, you know, yesterday my car battery exploded and for whatever it's worth, car wouldn't start, dead in the driveway. I had to get a jump to get to the local auto parts place that said, hey, we'll install the battery if you buy it from us. And of course I did that, only to find that they thought there was too much corrosion on my battery posts and were willing to jump me with my new battery in the trunk. So at least I could get home. And they said, you know, this may be something you can do yourself, but here we don't want to take the chance. Now I found myself, you know, with a car, busted battery, new battery. And of course, right at the time I'm trying to do this, it starts to rain. Now, you know, other things compound my day, but, you know, the kids get home, they need homework to be done. You know, there's this, the constant pressures of all the things that have to go with the household that are all teetering on my shoulders. And, you know, the stress builds up. The stress builds up until the point that I just not sure that I can deal with it. We call that crisis. Those of you that know me, I speak about those individual stressors, those little individual things that build up one at a time until you get to that point where you're in overwhelm. Overwhelm is I no longer have the resources to emotionally, spiritually, financially, socially handle what's happening in my life. Overwhelm. And we hear terms like going postal, that person lost it. You know, we hear those terms all the time, and they have to do with metaphors that describe people that have gotten to that point of no return. You know, when I ask you to think about stress and crisis, I want you to realize that it's important at times to step back and say, of the things that are on my plate, all of those individual stressors that are piling on me, did in fact I cause any of them? You know, I didn't cause the battery to explode. It wasn't my fault. It was going to happen all by itself. You know, by the way, the kids coming home with homework, that was going to happen. I didn't cause any of that. And, you know, I talked a little bit earlier about black book memories. You know, many times when I look back over those things that were black book memories, and of course, they might have been due to I overreacted, I lost it, I went postal, because I succumbed to stress. I allowed it to build up. I allowed it to get to the point that it got to me. You know, I want to mention something I've said in the past, and if you will, the brain can't tell the difference between the memory of a past negative event and it happening right now. I want you to think about that. Your brain cannot tell the difference between the memory of something that's happened to you in the past and it happening right now. You see, I'm sitting at my desk right now, and if I allow myself to daydream into one of those grim, gray failures of my past life, and I process that, I stew in that, in those juices, so to speak, physiologically, my neurological system will begin to act as if, in fact, it's really happening. You know, when you think about things that are depressing, you become depressed. When you think about things that made you anxious from the past, they make you anxious in the present. So the idea that you can make things worse if you're not careful by bringing up recollected past experiences and adding them to the present moment and continue, if you will, to accumulate this negative stress, so where now the best thing to be done is not the thing you do the best. What I'm talking about is the pattern, our patterns of thought, the way we think about things. You know, I don't read the newspaper. I don't listen to the news anymore. And you know, why? Because it's too much doom and gloom. And that triggers me into a process where I begin to think that there's nothing good going on. Remember, newspapers and media, they make money by selling attention. And they find the littlest things that are awful. And it may have happened in Montana, and here we live in Florida, where somebody was run over, and the person that ran them over, you know, didn't stop to give aid, you know. And we find these extreme examples all over the world and bring them into our home as if it's happening right here. And then, you know, you listen to the media, you think about your own stuff, you know, then of course the battery explodes, the kids are home, and you're about to go postal. You know, part of this, as I talk to you, is just to ask you to do a couple of things that I do to help find myself in a positive place. Number one is always consider when you're feeling the load, the burden, the stress building up. Ask yourself simply, did I cause this problem? You know, the battery and my battery and the way it malfunctioned in my driveway and my car. And, you know, I didn't cause that problem. That was going to happen all by itself. My kids coming home. Oh, wait, I forgot the rainstorm that hit while I was trying to work on my battery. You know, that was going to happen all by itself. Going to an auto parts place and agreeing to buy the battery if they replaced it, and the fact that they couldn't do it because it was scared of liability. No, that was going to happen all by itself. You know, the idea that each of those successive events that all came, we call those nodal points. When a lot of bad things happen all at one time, that's a nodal point. Well, understand though that as I sit and I start to think to myself, wait a second, Gordy, you know, I didn't cause this problem, didn't bring the rain, couldn't do it if I wanted to. I mean, I've asked for rain and didn't get it when I've asked for it. You know, the battery, the auto parts place, the kids coming home, the homework, you know, all these stuff, these had nothing to do with me. I didn't cause one of those problems. And so I have to remind myself that any idiot can make a bad situation worse, but it takes skill to make one better. You know, these are the times I've got to think to myself, wait, I've just got to time out. I've just got to, you know, count 10, you know, listen to meditative music if I've got, call a friend, you know, put nice music. But I didn't cause these problems. And these problems that are hitting me are problems that are just, I've got to get through the day. You know, I've just got to knock them out one at a time. Now, I'll tell you, everything I told you about that happened yesterday and today was, of course, a challenge. You know, it took me a while, but I got the battery taken care of, you know, got that. And, you know, I sat with my daughter and we did homework, even though it wasn't something I really wanted to do and I needed a break. I did that too. You know, I started to reconsider myself and I could see where I wasn't, I'd skipped the meal, I hadn't eaten. I can also see where I needed to exercise. And today, this day, I began to do those things to recover. I went through my checklist, getting the things fixed that were repaired, working positive motivation, doing a little meditation. Oh God, I want to tell you, I really believe in meditation. Please, if you get a chance, you want to learn about that, I'll put another show on together about that, because meditation does rewire your brain. It settles you down. It gets you into that tranquil place. But as we end the day and I start to realize, wait a second, you know, I did make the best of a really bad situation. And now I'm going to tell you some of those other things I began to do. I began to think positive. I began to remind myself that I do a lot of right things, correct things every day. And that those things that I do every day, I took a piece of paper and I started listing not only the things that broke, but what I did to fix the things that broke. Then I started thinking about the people that I'd called, the people that I talked to, the things that I had shared. You know, when I was at the auto part place, I was able to talk to the lady there that was having some problems, and that helped her a lot. I thought about the day before when I was at one of my favorite places. I'm a military retired guy that I was at the American Legion. And, you know, talking to a lady there who had lost both her parents, and I had helped her to uplift her, to bring her to a different place. I started to think about, you know, I did a lot of good, right things today. And then I began to feel better. I began to find that, you know what? I made a list of all the things that had gone sour, gone south, and not one of them had I caused. They were going to happen anyway. And then I realized, you know, this is just one of those things, a nodal event, where a lot of them happen at the exact same time. Nodal event, crossroads. It's when the battery goes bad and the rain is falling, you know, and, you know, you have a flat tire and a friend calls in crisis, when everything happens at one time. See, those are the times that we're most likely to go into crisis, when in fact we feel like our plate's full, when I don't have the resources to, the financial resources, the spiritual resources, the social resources. And you know, that's when we become highly reactive. But you know, I look back at yesterday and it was a success story. Now, I'll be honest with you, I took what was in fact this notion of impending doom and gloom and the negative self-thoughts that I could have had, and I didn't do it. I did just the opposite. I made it to a success story. I told everybody about all the crap that happened and all the things that went wrong. And you know what? It was funny. It wasn't that serious. Because, gosh, now I sounded like I was a winner instead of a loser. I took those things that weren't good and turned them into something that were good. You know, I just want you to know, each day that you get up, there's no guarantee it's going to be a good day. There isn't. When we have to consider the things that are affecting us are not things necessarily that we did, but they're brought to us on a plate. And now we have to decide. It's a matter of, is your plate half empty or is your plate half full? You know, and the idea that all these things that occur, these lessons learned, you know, the more I manifest success, the better I get. The more that I take tough situations and turn it into plus situations, the better I get as I am. And not only tackling the stuff through life that hits me, that truly aren't within my control, but sometimes I'm even there for others, people that need an uplifting thought. Hey, I'm Dr. Play. I hope you enjoyed this. Hopefully we'll get something out to you tomorrow. Have a good night.